speaking to students, speaking to service organizations, speaking in prisons about my experiences as a Holocaust survivor.
What kind of a reaction do you get from the young people who, to them, it's ancient history, I guess, in some ways?
Right. It's amazing. I can tell by some of the questions they ask, but also by the letters I receive afterwards. I can see how my talk has impacted them.
What kind of letters do you receive? What do they say to you?
Well, first of all, they always thank me for coming, and then they talk about, they write usually what they learned from my talk and how they're going to use it.
How are they going to use it? How does that apply to their lives today?
Well, it applies in many ways. For instance, I'll just cite one example of a sixth grader writing me, thanking me, and et cetera. But the bottom line, how was he going to use it? He was going to be much nicer to his little brother, who he really didn't like very much. So that you could see just in little things like that, that is a beginning.
Do people not just wonder about the Holocaust itself, but how Adolf Hitler and the Nazis came to power? I mean, a lot of people may forget that Hitler was actually voted into office. Do people wonder how did this all begin?
Well, I don't think people wonder, because I believe most people know, especially students have had the history. Because as you know, in New Jersey, it's mandatory to teach the Holocaust from kindergarten through 12th grade. So they all know how it came about. And I am just there as a survivor of this to tell them what happened to me personally, as do many other survivors from the Holocaust, because none of our stories are the same. Everyone has had a different experience. And basically what we share with our students is our experiences during that time.
Tell us about your time in Holland. You were hidden away by two different families. How long did this go on, and how did you survive?
My sister and I went into hiding in the summer of 1942, and we were reunited with my parents in May of 1945.
And during that during that time in Holland, how were you kept quiet? How were you hidden away so that the Nazis never found you?
Well, at first, we had to assume a different identity. I was only 6.5 years old, and my sister was 4.5. And we were told the very first day we arrived at the first family, my new name and my new story of who I now was. So at first I had to stay inside until I remembered this, because no matter who would question us as to who we were, I would have to repeat what I was told to say. Couldn't go to school because there were too many Dutch Nazis around too, and they were afraid that if I attended school, I might say something to a classmate who might go home and reveal something to their parents who may be Dutch Nazis.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the movie that is based on your life?
The documentary was filmed in 2004 by NJN, which is a PBS affiliate here in New Jersey. And they met us in the Netherlands, which was the last part of a two-week journey that I do with teachers every year. And that's where they filmed. And it basically came about because there was so much about people who survived the camps. And at that time, this is 10 years ago, there wasn't that much about children who were hidden. And then it was decided to do this documentary. And it was filmed in the Netherlands with the teachers who were traveling with me on that year. After it was finished and we had to raise funds for it to be produced, we did. It was aired in 2006. And it was aired nationwide on all PBS stations. And now I understand when I run into people, they said, I saw you on television, that it's used many, many times by various PBS stations throughout the United States as a filler.
Was it hard for you to go back to the Netherlands? And was it hard for you to watch this film of those recounting those days?
No, not really, because I am in the Netherlands every year. And with groups of teachers, and sometimes also with college students. So, yes, I mean, anytime you're speaking, it's like a video running in your head. You're describing it, you're seeing it. So, but it was not that difficult. to be there and to relive where I was hidden. And the wonderful thing was that they were able to meet one of my rescuers who is still alive today, the daughter of the second family.